And Jesus said, "Go and do thou likewise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Today we have the annual proclamation of the teaching of Christ in the parable of the Good Samaritan. And of course, this parable is given in response to a lawyer of the law, an expert in the law, who has challenged Jesus and asked him, which is the greatest commandment? When Jesus asks him what he thinks, he gives the digest of the summary of the law, which we're very familiar with, to love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love neighbor as oneself. And the lawyer tries to justify himself, and Jesus very patiently instructs his heart with the parable of the Good Samaritan. He takes him another step further in his own understanding of reality. The one who is trying to justify himself will have ears that are closed to the gospel, but Jesus, in telling the parable of the Good Samaritan, is opening his ears to hear them, the gospel. So what does Jesus reveal in the parable of the Good Samaritan that is instructive to us? It's common for people to understand the parable in an allegorical sense, and that is a beautiful interpretation of the Good Samaritan to see it as an illustration of Christ's own ministry toward our fallen humanity. And so the man who leaves Jerusalem and then goes down, away from Jerusalem, who goes down toward Jericho, is attacked by thieves and robbers. He is beaten, left for dead. And that is an illustration of the one who leaves the companionship with God and who falls into sin, into the ravages of sin, the end of which is death. And so the safe place is Jerusalem, the holy city, the citadel, where the temple is, where God is. And when humanity leaves God, then it falls into a place where it is vulnerable to the ravages of sin. It is then, beat up and left to die. So that is an illustration of the one who is sinful. The priest and the Levite who come by and look but don't render any aid, they can be understood to be the law and the sacrificial system of the Old Testament. That there is indeed a visual acceptance of what has happened, but no power to save. And so the law can show that a person is in sin and is going to die, but it doesn't have any power to redeem them from sin and to bring them into everlasting life. So the priest and Levite are impotent, powerless, don't have any help in them. They just pass by. But the one who does render aid is an illustration. The Samaritan is an illustration of the Lord Jesus Christ. His ministry does have power to save. And you see the Lord Jesus who if you think of the Samaritan as one who exemplifies the love of Christ, Christ is one who comes and sees our sorry human state in sin, now moribund, and with compassion, his heart goes out to us, and in the incarnation, by his saving ministry, he's able to stoop down and minister aid to us and lift us up and carry us to the inn. The inn is sometimes seen as the church, and the two pence that are left for provision, the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. And then the Lord promising to come again when I come again. So there is this power in the Samaritan that we can certainly see the power of saving ministry in Christ. He has come among us to rescue us from the bondage of sin and the ravages of sin. And in his person, there is the indestructible life that he is sharing with us, the gift of eternal life. So we are rescued and redeemed as a human race who have been beat up and left for dead. Now we have been ministered to and are being cared for by the one who has the power to save. So it's a beautiful reflection of the saving ministry of Christ. Jesus, remember, who didn't disavow being called a Samaritan. Remember when he was accused by the Pharisees of having a demon and being a Samaritan, that hated group. He did indeed deny having a demon. That wasn't true. But he never denied being a Samaritan. The Lord can identify with every people group that's out there. So anyway, his saving ministry is illustrated in this parable. And what can we make of it for our own selves? If Christ is like that, then perhaps we will see in the parable how we too can not just be like that, but allowing him living through us to be that too. There is a change that comes to a person when they receive Christ, and his saving ministry is to manifest in our own lives. So he has now, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, when Christ comes into us by our faith and by the sacraments of the church, now he changes our hearts. We no longer have a heart of stone. It is to be a heart of flesh and a heart after Christ's own heart. And so that is to change us. We don't see things like we may have seen them before. Or, you know, in fallen humanity, there is the selfish self-survival, which doesn't render aid to the one that has fallen, or that sees that person in a categorical way. It would have been very simple for the Samaritan not to give aid to the Jew that had fallen by the roadside, because he was of a different ethnic group and a hated ethnic group. The sad divisions were very deep between Jew and Samaritan. The world teaches us how to see in those kind of categories. It teaches us how to hate. And yet, we see in Christ a transcendent love that changes up the way you see. Instead of seeing people according to their racial group or their ethnic background or their social class or their sex, instead, you see them as people, as a Christian. God, give you the eyes to see as Christ sees, so that instead of seeing a representative of a hated group, instead you see a human being. And indeed, so you see a neighbor. We hear the clarion call of the love that transcends all the sad divisions which separate us in the parable of the Good Samaritan. And Christ living in you, you are to have eyes that see with compassion. Not only eyes that see with compassion, but also where your compassion moves you toward the other to give help. We see the wisdom in the Samaritan. He has the wherewithal, the backbone, and the wisdom to give aid. He's a first aid responder, pours in oil and wine into the wounds, knows how to bandage them up, is able to lift the man up onto his own beast of burden, probably his donkey, is able to carry him to the inn. He has provision for him according to his ability. He gives it. The change should happen in our own lives, where Christ dwelling in us shows us that our life is not our own anymore. It is for others now, as we love as Christ loves through us. If we have sung with devotion the hymns of the church, if we have seriously called Jesus our Lord and said, you know, come now, my sovereign, enter in. Let new and nobler life begin. Well, that new and nobler life is on. It has begun. This is the time. And so to love as Christ loves, to allow our life to be not just for us and only where we look at others and pass by, but instead where we see them as people, where we render aid to them according to our own ability, wisdom, and God-given grace and strength. That is the change that is to occur in us as members of the body of Christ. For Christ is at work now redeeming the world, and he has invited all of you into that same work. We are to be his hands and feet in the world. We are to allow his Spirit to move through us in our own lives to bring his love and light to others. And so we see the whole characteristic marks of Christ in the Samaritan. We are to see those marks in our lives as well. Eyes that see with compassion, a heart that is open to others, and a life that is open to others. We see the saving ministry of Christ and are the beneficiaries of that saving ministry. Now he is inviting us to participate in his saving ministry toward others. And so may we hear that call, may we rise to that vocation, and may we enter into that joy that Christ is giving to us as sharers in his ministry. Jesus said to the man who had asked him that question, told him the parable of the Good Samaritan, opened his eyes to the greater vision, said to him, "Go and do thou likewise." Says to us this morning, in our own particular place and time, "Go and do thou likewise." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.